God, we thank you in advance for what you are going to do. So we are going to go to the epistle of Romans this morning. A dear friend of mine loved this book, so we're going to the epistle of Romans and go to chapter 8. Chapter 8. That's where we're going. We're going to chapter 8. And we're going to read Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 28. Amen. And we're going to see what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. So when you have found it, please stand out of reverence for the holy word of our God. Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 28, and I'll read as the Spirit leads from the NIV Bible. But we thank God for the word. We thank God for the word. We thank you, God. We thank you. And it reads this way in NIV. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that they might be the firstborn amongst many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. You may be seated. You may be seated. We thank you, God, for your word and what you're going to do in this place. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Amen. So we're just going to talk a little about called according to God's purpose. Called according to God's purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Called according to God's purpose. In the current church environment, there is a lot of talk about purpose. And people may even walk up to you and say, do you know your God-given purpose? Are you operating in your God-given purpose? Are you called according to God's purpose? See, there is a test that some Christians have taken, identifying your spiritual gifts, seeking to operate in God's purpose. Not clear, so they're taking this test. And there is many books out there about purpose. And yes, I must confess that I've read a few of them. For example, In Pursuit of Purpose, The Purpose-Driven Church. And a few years ago, there was a lot of talk about the purpose-driven life. And this book takes you through, the reader, through 40 days of spiritual journey, and so at the end, you should be able to determine your purpose. See, I believe we even have a few copies around here, and anytime anyone comes to me, Pastor, I don't know my purpose, I will give them that book. Because it's so critical that we use our gifts from God and we recognize what our gifts are. Nevertheless, if you haven't read the book, it's a good read. Many churches even use it for Bible study because it is so critical that we be intentional about using our gifts for God. See, God did not give us these gifts for our own purposes, but you are gifted to glorify Him. So I asked you this morning, maybe someone has asked you before, do you know your purpose? Are you living according to God's purpose for your life? See, I believe when people of God are moving in their purpose, God is glorified and the body of Christ is edified and the entire church is strengthened. The Bible says this, we are born by His purpose and for His purpose. That's the word. And it goes on to say, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's purpose that will prevail. So, church, as we move and commit to put our faith into action, in order to do just that, we must live according to God's purpose and accept that we are His call. The ones God has called. See, we are the ones that God has called according to His purpose. Does anybody agree this morning? Are you the call that the Bible is talking about? Let the believers say amen. Amen. If you are the call, see, this message is not for everybody. Paul was writing to the called. He was writing to the church in Rome. See, he's that same Paul, you all know him, Saul, persecuting Christians. Had an encounter with Jesus, never the same. So he wrote to the Romans, to the saints, sharing the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this word is still relevant to us. Are you operating according to God's purpose for your life? Are you really operating? I just want some of you all to think about what you're doing from day to day. Because, see, everybody can't receive this message. And I understand that, God. But are you? This is not the time to look to your neighbor, but put the mirror in your face. God, am I operating in my God-given purpose? This morning text is coming from, of course, the 8th chapter of Romans. And the beginning of Romans, Paul writes about the new life through the Spirit. And he closes out this chapter by saying, yet in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. He went on to write, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, anything created shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. See, that's good news, but he's writing to the call. The call. Paul is speaking to people about this new life in Christ and those who acknowledge, yes, we are called according to His purpose. So if you review this entire chapter, you'll see that Paul outlines the promises of God. He outlines the purposes of God and the protection of God. But this morning, we are focusing on this purpose because God wants us to get this thing right. So we want to focus on, and we know, come on, somebody knows about that, that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and those that are called according to His purpose. See, purpose given people call according to His purpose. No matter what it looks like, we are called and set aside. We are peculiar people, you all, called according to His purpose. So we must be mindful that God's purpose is the most important thing that we will ever do in this life. We can gather all kind of material things and brag about them, but only what you do for God will matter in the end. So somebody ought to say amen to that. It's only what you do for God. So if you are the call according to his purpose, you should be about your Father's business. But as Paul wrote this letter, he wanted to let the believers know, if you're going to walk according to God's purpose, there will be some suffering. There will be some challenges. There will be some trials, and there will be some tribulations. Remember, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So Paul wanted the believers to be encouraged and believe that whatever is going on in your life that you can't figure out, that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Be encouraged by this word. So when trials and tribulations come my way, let me just tell you my story. When my life changed without notice, and it's done that often, I've learned to trust in God. I've learned to lean on him. Not understanding everything God is doing and why God is doing it, but I've learned to trust. I've learned to acknowledge God in all my ways that he will always take care of me. I don't know who God is talking to through my testimony. I don't even know what you're going through, but God is saying to someone, whatever you're going through, all things work together for the good if you love me. He said, I might just be molding and shaping you into your purpose, but all things work together for good if you love the Lord. So many things go on in this world that we don't understand. But God is saying to the call, I can turn it around for your good. You gotta believe it, though. You can't waver. You have to have this unwavering faith in God. Hallelujah. I just believe at this season. See, there is no turning around for me now. See, this word spoke to my heart last night because it says for the call, those who love the Lord. And see, I love God. And at this season, I just believe I'm walking in the call that he has for me. So I don't celebrate God because of the trials and tribulations. I celebrate God. And I praise him. As I, you know, praise is what I do. When I need a breakthrough. See, that's what I do. Praise is what I do when I need a breakthrough. And whatever I'm going through, I look to heaven. God, I don't know what you're doing. But I believe all things work together for the good. Because, God, I love you. Anybody with me this morning? Come on, y'all. Let's just praise God. I don't know what you're doing, God. God, it's mighty painful, but I'm going to walk this journey out with you. I don't know what you're doing, God, but I do believe your word. And your word said all things. Somebody help me. All things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called. I'm not celebrating and praising pain. So some of you may be going through. That's not what we're talking about. But I'm telling you, if you praise God in the middle of your struggle, you will see him do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can even ask or think with our little minds, according to that Holy Ghost power that works in us. Hallelujah, God. To him be all the glory. It says, to all generations, tell your children that all things work together. Tell your children, I don't know why you're going through this in school and why this is going on even in your school. But God is not surprised by anything that's going on, y'all. Because all things work together for the good of them. Come on, somebody got to get excited about this. See, I've been through so much, y'all.
But I stand on this word that all things, Deacon Jesse, that accident, all things work together for the good. He may be molding and shaping you. He may be trying to get your attention. But all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. I'm not talking to everybody, but somebody in here knows what I'm talking about this morning. Paul wanted the believer to understand through it all, in difficult circumstances of life, when you don't understand what God is doing, when you can't even feel his presence, do not be discouraged. Paul assured us that it's working for your good. It's working for your good. Sometimes I have to look to heaven and say, God, I don't understand this. What are you teaching me? Because I believe it's working for my good. Anybody else believe that this morning? I'm going to just kind of make this short because, you know, we're going through some things. 2019 started out for me with a bang. You know, we said God is going to do a new thing and I'm going to have this great year. The enemy doesn't like that. So the test comes. Who are you in God? Who are you in God, really? What are you going to do when you're under attack? What are you going to do when things are not going your way? Where is your God now? Hallelujah. But I will always bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. I will always give him praise, church. So we need to get on one accord. Yeah, we're going to hug and encourage each other and tell somebody, I'm going through, but I believe the word. All things work together for the good for them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. You may not even understand it. Somebody said this is one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible. Because God knows we're going to be going through some things. He knows that life has its challenges. He knows that people will hurt us and disappoint us. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God. And I've learned to depend on his word. And his words say, all things, somebody help me out, work together. Get that in your spirit this morning, because I don't know what next week has for you or this week has for you. But whatever comes your way, war back with this word. See, I don't understand this. Satan, get out of my way, because I understand that all things work together for the good. Amen. Greatest scripture, one of them. God is involved in the world events. God is not surprised by anything going on any place. I don't have to call any names. You all know. God is not surprised, for he is sovereign. He is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. He is almighty God. Where can you go that God is not there? The Bible says it's this way. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word, God. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Yes. That's the word. If I ascend into heaven, you are there. Yes. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. Yes. Hallelujah. God is everywhere, you all. He is not surprised. But he's moving, I believe, through the earth realm. Yes. Saving those who are willing. Sending his disciples to go tell somebody that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's our assignment, you all. Go tell somebody. Are you the call? And are you moving according to God's will and God's purpose? See, I'm just convinced God is watching. God is waiting because he doesn't want anybody to perish. So we need to be about our Father's business. Paul let us know that, yeah, you're going to suffer. See, they said, Paul said, what did he say? He had a thorn
in his flesh. He loved the Lord and he asked Jesus, God, take it away. But he wouldn't. So he had to minister with his thorn. But God told him, what? My grace is sufficient. So you have to remember, whatever is going on, the grace of God is sufficient to take care of it. I'm going to just try to wind this up. His grace. Don't try to figure out, but his grace. Don't try to do it by yourself. His grace. Don't depend on people. His grace. People disappoint you. His grace. His grace is sufficient. It brings to mind the story of Joseph and his evil brothers. Joseph had to tell them what you meant for evil. But God. But God. But God turned it out for the good. So you have to remember that even when people plot and plan against you, you got to get in the posture, but God. But God is able. But God is a keeper. But God is a way maker. God is a promise keeper. God is light in darkness. But God. So what people mean for evil for a child of the King of Kings, that's us, and Lord of Lords, God can turn it around for his good. Somebody ought to say amen to that. Paul wanted the believer to understand the journey may not be easy. Your journey may be not be easy. I don't know who it is. Your journey may not be easy. But God is working for you. The songwriter wrote, through though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down and you don't know which way to turn, God is saying to someone this morning, I am concerned. I am concerned. And I'm working it out for you. The songwriter wrote, the child that's on cocaine, through prayer, he can change. God is saying to someone, I'm working it out for you. Remember, in all things, God works for the good. That marriage that is on the verge of breaking up. Now ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord? Have you ever done that? Things are just going. Is there a word from the Lord? You just feel like you need a blessing. And you need it right now. Is it just me? God is concerned. And he's working it out for you. So I'm going to begin to shift to the end of this message. Our morning scripture say, and we know. And I say, and we believe that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And a call according to his purpose. God is saying, be patient. Wait on me. Someone, he said, I'm molding and I'm shaping you and I'm purging you for my good to get you in my purpose. But remember this, this message is for the call. The call. And we're the call. We love the Lord. Does anybody love God? To those, he's saying, I'm working things out for your good. Because I've heard people come around, they say, I see, Pastor, I have no peace in my home. There is no peace on my job. Pastor, my bills are due. And my health is failing too. God is saying, I am concerned. And I'm working it out for you. See, I don't know your story this morning. And I don't know who God is speaking to. But he wants you to walk out of here knowing I am working it out. I am working it out for you. See, God cares about whatever we're going through. Yes, he does. And I'm so glad he cares.
and that he's working it out for all of us. See, I have some things going on in my life, but I'm so glad that God cares and he's working it out for you. See, I don't know who this is for, but God is speaking to somebody's heart right now. I am working it out. I care for you. So God, help me bring this to a close. But as I think about trials and tribulations, I think about the Pharisees and the Sadducees that followed Jesus. They plotted and they planned to kill him, you all. They held a bogus trial. They convicted Jesus unto death. The plans of man. They crucified him, yeah. He died and he was buried. But once again, but God. But God, see, God does the same thing for us. He intervenes in our story. But God, the great I am, raised Jesus from the grave. He ascended into heaven, the word tells us. And he sits on the right hand of God the Father. But what I want you to realize, that what man planned for evil, God turned that situation around, that the entire world could be saved because of Jesus. So based on just Jesus' story, I'm just going to say, and we know that all things work together for the good who love the Lord. And those who are obedient to their purpose. See, Jesus was obedient. He said completely yes to God. Thou will be done. All things, if you don't remember anything, all things, whatever you're going through, all things work together for the good. Sometimes he's just growing us up, you all. All things. And because of what Jesus, when Jesus said yes, we're saved. All things. Jesus said yes to God so we can live abundantly. All things. Help me, Holy Spirit, wind this up. Because Jesus said yes to God, we're forgiving. All things work together for the good. Because Jesus said yes, Minister Vern, that's why you're covered by the blood. You haven't given your testimony about your car accident and experience, almost. But it's because you were covered by the blood. Because all things. Where is Zoe? All things, Zoe, work together for the good who love God. See, what's going to happen is probably Deacon Sean, and she's going to come and she's going to run all over this place. And I'll leave her testimony. But all things to Deacon Sean work together. As the enemy was facing you or coming towards you, God moves your car. And that's why I know all things work together for the good, for those who love the Lord. And I just believe in abundant life, we're all covered by the blood. And that's my prayer for all of us, that no weapon formed against anybody of abundant life shall prosper, because we're covered and all things truly do work together. Help me, Holy Spirit. All things. Thank you, God. All things, whatever you're going through, God is not surprised, and he's working it out for you. So that's why I'm one of those people that just love praising God. Somebody said, I just want to praise him forever and ever for all he's done for me. I'm going to close this. Say, blessings and glory. And honor belongs to you, because all things have worked together for my good, God. God, I haven't always understood, but I just want to praise you forever. Anybody with me this morning? I know everybody got a story. You're kind of just looking at me. But we all have a deliverance story. And we all will have one in the future because we're covered. So you leave this place and whatever comes your way, acknowledge God. All things work together for the good. Because I am the call. And I'm moving according to his purpose. And I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me. All things. So give God some praise in this place. That's all I want to say to you this morning. That's the word for the church. Called according to his purpose. Protected because of his calling. All things. All things. God has just been mighty good to me. So if y'all could just be with me. Just be patient with me. If the choir could just sing a little bit of that. I just want to praise you. Forever and ever and ever. For all that you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor. They all belong to you. God, thank you for saving me, keeping me, molding me, shaping me.
I just want to praise you.
Come on, stand all over the sanctuary.
Forever.
See, I know that's not just my testimony. God's kept you.
And ever.
Somebody ought to praise him.
For all.
Just molding, shaping you for your good. All things. He's working for your good if you're the call. See, you have to be the call, though. You have to be the call. You have to be the call for this to work for you. Thank you, God, for molding us, shaping us, bending us, purging us, Lord. Pruning. rewarding us for your good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.